Dogwood Health Trust, the foundation created to disperse the profits of the sale of Mission Health, is required to host an annual public meeting. The meeting on their first year was hosted this week via Zoom. BPR followed along. Janice Brummett, chair of the Dogwood Board, reports that the foundation has given out about $40 million in total across the 18-county region it covers, including the Quala boundary.
We feel that $40 million is a pretty respectable number. We certainly plan to do better next year.
That figure is under the $50 million that Dogwood had planned to spend, but COVID-19 changed their plans, according to Brummett. The foundation promised $10 million specifically for needs associated with the COVID-19 pandemic in March. Brummett says that so far, $8.5 million has gone to COVID-19 testing, PPE, and Wi-Fi hotspots.
We're going to save a little bit of that money, of that allocation, for a winter surge. And I think that, unfortunately, right now we're in that surge.
Dogwood leaders also faced questions about a variety of topics not related to the pandemic, including how it's working with the independent monitor hired to track HCA's compliance with terms it agreed to when it purchased Mission Health. Brummett says that Dogwood looked into the concerns raised by the independent monitor, Gibbons Advisors, and brought those to the North Carolina Attorney General's office.
Though our oversight is limited, we understand that the public has great concern.
Dogwood and the independent monitor investigated community concerns such as sexual assault nurse examiner services at Angel Medical Center, transitional care services at Transylvania Regional Hospital, and HCA's charity care policy. Brummett says, ultimately, Dogwood reported that HCA hadn't violated the terms of the purchase agreement in any of these 2019 cases. I'm Lily Knepp, BPR News.